Wagwan, everyone!
What's up?
Welcome to episode 69.
And, ooh, sexy. It's a sexy episode.
No. And let's talk about the gaming news. So, you hear about the Wolverine game? It's supposed to be coming out in fall 2024.
Heard about this game years ago.
A year after. But no, this is the thing. It's maybe a year after Spider-Man 2. From Insomniac Games, because you know they're working on 2.
Okay, so they're going to
release... they showed, like, a little preview of 2 that showed, like,
yeah.
Venom.
So they're going to release Spider-Man 2, and then a year after that, they're going to release the Wolverine game.
That's allegedly what they're going for, and a mature rating.
Yeah, they're saying they want it to be a mature game.
They want a really mature tone. They want it to be way more mature than Spider-Man.
I am down for. Let's fucking do it.
So, if you haven't heard about all that, now you did.
I already think too much... too much superhero stuff is geared towards children.
Yeah, maybe if you made some more adult stuff.
I feel like it messes with the tone sometimes because these stories are about adults. Like, you can make stuff for kids, of course, but I mean...
they already do, don't they? Don't they have the DC car show or whatever that one is? With all the little superheroes, but it's like their cars...
yeah,
or some like, shit. You guys stuff, got shit.
Stuff like that for kids. Because, like, we do live in a time where you have adults that are into comics now. It didn't used to be that way. I'm sure there have always been adults that have been into comics, but there is definitely a far larger number of them now. Let's start making content for adults when it comes to comics.
I'm pretty sure if it's the way that I'm looking like at boomers now, it was... you're not serious enough if you like comic books or some shit or some nonsense. And now nobody is truly serious. And even the most, oh God. Yeah, no, like we have seen the mighty fall. There is no truly serious person. Who's looking? Are you looking up to somebody? Cause I'm not.
And honestly, in my opinion, people that are too serious are like the least, like I take them the least serious. If you're too serious, I'm not going to take you seriously. You need to...
I want to fuck with you more. Like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be that serious. Because then I'm going
to
be like, oh.
We need to be talking some shit and not be so serious. It would be good. It would be good.
I'm just saying, maybe that's what they saw. Because I know the whole thing's with cartoons. You can't like cartoons if you're an adult. That's for kids. You're not a kid. Yeah. Bullshit,
so let's,
whatever.
I feel like that's what ruined, like, Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Yeah.
That there? Because...
they couldn't do what they wanted to
Thor
do.
Thor Ragnarok had this good balance. Thor Ragnarok had this good balance where it was like, this was fun for the whole family. Where I felt like with Thor, Love, and Thunder,
they didn't know if they wanted to be serious or make it a kid movie.
Yeah, exactly. There was bits that were, like, really serious, and then bits that were, like, we're little kids, and I was like...
why the fuck? Yeah.
I was like, your tone is too all over the place in this movie.
Yeah, you never know what's... yeah, it's so... even the comedy, the humor parts
the bit where he gives the power of Thor to all those kids for that final fight...
why?
How dumb was that? This motherfucker fought Thanos with all the Avengers, and he wasn't like, who wants Thor powers before
right?
he would fight
you,
Thanos?
Oh, anybody wants to high-five a god and become one? Like, what? Why we didn't do this?
Anybody who high-fives me has the power of Thor for the next 8 hours. You would have seen so many dudes run up and be all, boom!
And why didn't Strange see that timeline where he fucking shares his powers amongst you all, and you all whoop ass? What?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it just made things not make sense.
No, I have so many theories for why Strange chose that pathway. I have so many. I swear the time cops probably showed up in some of the versions that he saw because they were like, no, this is a variant and you can't do it this way.
It doesn't even matter.
I also feel like he wanted Stark to die because he felt like Stark had too much knowledge.
That's stupid.
And that he saw a path where Stark became evil.
Oh, that's
and so he planned it in a way that both Thanos and Stark would be gone.
That's stupid, because then you
that's left, my theory.
You
is,
left yourself unprotected. There was no smart person. There was no one developing tech. There was no one to develop anything to protect the Earth. You're an idiot.
That's my theory.
And if you think
saw
that
he's Stark
the only
was gonna,
one that can protect the Earth, then you're fucking funny.
He saw that Stark was going to take the stones and use them for himself or something later, and so he chose the path in which Stark would die.
He still chose the worst path. Because this path has the Eternals in it, so no.
Has the Eternals in it?
No.
And they're so useless.
Yeah, exactly.
That Eternals movie, I was like, you guys are useless.
Uh-huh, and you saw those giant, well, Celestials and everything, yeah. just run amok, nobody... What? All right.
They barely came in for the clutch at the end and stopped everything. Like, right before the planet was about to die.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And that should have already caused a mad cataclysm. Just a little bit that he popped out. That should have already, like, nah. You're telling me, oh, everything's okay.
Like I said,
he just sort of popped out.
He says this is the best timeline, but I'm like, the Eternals showed up. No, it's the worst timeline.
And that's like the same, that thing coming out, that was like the same species as like Galactus. So I'm like, that means Galactus ain't too far behind.
Yes, and I forget. He is like, Eternals, I wonder what they're going to make him look like since he used to be like purpley and pink.
The reason Eternals was trash though is because there was zero setup. They acted like you had to, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, all these characters, they're so important, and you need to care about all of them. But there's not that same magic you have with the Avengers, because you got no setup. And the thing is that they've had plenty of time to insert these characters into other things, and be like, okay, well,
they tried, I think, to set them up, but it was so boring, nobody would have paid attention anyway.
Barely.
Fucking movie sucked.
There was more of a setup for Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Oh, hell yeah! But that was actually fun and interesting and more entertaining.
That goes all the way back to Iron Man 2.
Like, you will lose interest in the Eternal movie, like, the first 5 minutes, and then you'll be lost.
Well, and you will not feel invested in any of these characters.
Boring.
Like, I feel like the movie could have been better if I had felt invested in any of the characters, because they act like, oh, there's too many characters and they're all supposed to be so important. Just, I didn't feel invested in any of them. I didn't care about any of them. Anytime something happened to one of them, I was like, meh, who cares?
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
I could care less.
Yeah, no investment. We started talking about a Wolverine game and just go off on a tangent about fucking comic books and Marvel. And DC fucking it up. DC, you fucking it up in the movie department, by the way.
Totally fucking it up. Totally fucking it up everywhere. Just fucking up just Warner Brothers in general. Fuck you.
Warner Brothers and DC, they just suck. Mm-hmm.
Just suck. Next bit of gaming news we got here is, the PS Plus collection, which has like 20 of the greatest hits from PS4, which is for free for PS Plus subscribers, especially good for like new PS5 owners. You might want to hop on that and download, add them to your library if you're not going to download them straight to your console, because they're going to take them away. They're no longer going to be available for PS5 starting May 9th. I don't know why. It's very stupid, because it's like the greatest hits. Games that you should have already played, so they should have already made their fucking money. I don't know why you're taking it out. That shit seems like it's great for new owners of a new system. I don't know why it's disappeared. It's
really fucking stupid that they're taking it out, because it's like, we're taking this out. And it's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna, like, download it and emulate it then. And it's like, that's illegal. Well, okay, well, I'll give you money for it then. Sorry, you can't. I'm taking it out.
Right?
Go fuck yourself.
There's no way to win.
Go fuck yourself.
There's no way to win.
If you're taking it out, then in my opinion, it's free game. I don't give a fuck. If you're taking shit out, it's fucking free game.
And like I said, these were on your PS4, so if you have your PS4, you could just play over there.
Like, I'm always willing to pay for games. I'm always willing to pay for games. But if you don't give me a way to play your game, and then you're going to tell me, well, you have to buy it. But I can't buy it. You took it away.
I hate this guy. Fuck off. He always does this shit. I don't like how Sony does their shit. Xbox tries to let you even play old classics through Game Pass.
They're like,
there's
like
shit just missing in PlayStation that you would have thought was a fucking staple. That's not in their fucking thing for you to get to.
We live in a time where it's easy to just create a digital copy of an old game and be like, here it is. You guys can play it. Somehow Nintendo doesn't seem to understand how to emulate their own games, though.
Neither do they. They sometimes take like the worst copy to stream to you.
From what I understand, emulation of, like, Ocarina of Time, if you have an emulator for Ocarina of Time, it is still better than playing Ocarina of Time on the Switch. That is fucking sad.
Yeah, I believe it, because I heard the best one was the 3DS. like it had it on point for like remaking it and putting it on something.
And that's Master Quest. That's Ocarina of Time Master Quest, the one that they put on 3DS.
It also has the Master Quest.
Has Master Quest on it, where you can flip the entire map and play everything in reverse.
See, I didn't know that. The more I know.
Yeah, you get to play. So you get to play a mirrored version of the map. It's fucking weird. The whole world's gonna fuck with your head.
What the fuck? See, I'm not even good with it now, so I'm like, great, fucked up.
Although, I wonder if that would fuck up some of the puzzles because it's mirrored now.
They probably worked around that and fixed it.
Because you know, there's
somebody made. You're gonna look that ROM up on the internet. And somebody have already fixed it and made tweaks to it, and there's like updated version, blankety blank, something crazy version. Somebody already did it. If it isn't fixed, somebody fixed it.
Still one of the
pisses people off that much.
Absolutely, though. Still, that's one of the best video games ever made. Ocarina of Time. Like,
I will never know because I still have not played it.
You will. You will know. One day. Don't say never.
Majora's Mask like 3 times.
Majora's Mask is so good, but Ocarina
of Time.
Tell
me that I never get anywhere. I think it's because I was too young every time I started it.
But I hate all this. Them like shutting off. Like, oh, we're gonna shut off these games. And why? Go fuck yourself.
Oh, you're gonna hate the rest of the news then.
Oh.
So, there's the next bit of news. Microsoft announces. You know how they said they weren't gonna increase prices? They're totally increasing their prices in Japan. 5,000 yen for now. The Xbox Series X and S.
5,000 yen, what's that, like $5?
I think that's like $35 more extra.
That's $35 more? Damn. I'm not up on my yen. I thought yen was like mad inflated. I thought that was like $5.
I think it's 35. I
think it's like 35? That makes sense too.
But I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to go and fucking convert that. But because it's 5,000, so I'm thinking it's 35. Maybe.
That's still pretty fucked up. That's still pretty fucked up.
I'm going to check into that. But yeah, it's 5,000 yen. Japan, that's not fair.
No, you guys are getting fucked. You're pretty close. It's $38.14.
It's 38. Hell yeah. I was very close. Let's go. My conversion.
I had to look it up. I was like, what's the conversion on this? $38.15. 15 cents. What?
They're like, we need that extra 15.
Just round that shit down. Round that down at that point. It's just $38. What the fuck?
Right? That's bullshit. So now you guys gotta pay more for your Xboxes. You guys don't really fuck with Xbox, so I'm already like, that's probably why. Alright. And then, Microsoft, again in the news, pulling games off of the Xbox 360 store. So, if you have an Xbox 360 still, you might want to download, like, stuff like Jet Set and other shit. There's a long list. I'll put the article so you guys can see the list. It's a lot of games that you actually would probably play on your Xbox 360. So, download them if you had them, like, a digital purchase. Hurry up and put that on your console because it's getting removed off of the store on February 7th. And you...
Just more shit.
Yeah, which is today. So this might actually be... There might be a time. You guys better hurry the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, if you're listening to this episode...
You've already
missed the deadline. Sorry we gave you the news late.
Yep, right? You might have missed the deadline. Oh, but tomorrow, there's a Nintendo Direct.
Of course, we should have actually released this episode yesterday. We've been really busy. I apologize, listeners.
Right? We've been hella busy.
We're gonna try and get back on track.
Right? I'm trying. But I am very sad. Those other games will be easily able to be played on your Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, but if you have a 360, that means they're retiring its ass. If you ain't paying attention, they're cutting off the store. Listen, if those games are gone, how long before the rest of it's gone? Move over or play on something else, because the 360 is about to die. Sorry to tell you this. And don't go to the one, because I think the one's getting close to turning off, too, to be honest with you. I feel like it's going to have, like, maybe 4 more years. Maybe. But I don't feel like there's going to be real releases to it, like game releases. I feel like it will exist, and it will have updates. Like how the 360 existed, and just had updates, and no one cared about it, and no one talked about it for this entire time.
So fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's just another reason why I buy hard copies, too, by the way. Because, like Jet said and stuff, I actually have hard copies of that, so you guys can't fucking take that from me. So,
you can't take that from me.
No. I have my hard copy, goddammit.
On that collector shit. I really am trying to be up on that collector shit and have hard copies all the time.
But also, they keep turning off all the fucking stores.
If I like a game, I'm like, oh, speaking of that. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Never mind. I'll talk about hard copies here when I get to talking about games.
Xbox, Nintendo, and Sony said they're not going to come to E3 2023.
So fuck E3.
I don't know what the fuck
end of an era.
Doing.
Stop doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they claim they're coming this year. So I'm like, what are you going to be showing? Is it only going to be PC? Is it just all PC stuff? That's cool too. But like, what are you showing? Like, I'm really confused if they're not there. If the guys that everybody goes to see aren't there, then why do you go?
Right.
I don't understand, so I'm confused. And, like I said, tomorrow is a Nintendo Direct. They barely announced it today. That's why I'm announcing it to you guys. Catch it tomorrow on YouTube somewhere, on the stream, or wherever the fuck you watch it. Yeah, because I don't know where the fuck you want to watch it.
Yeah, but why?
Oh, and it's 40 minutes long, and it's supposed to be actual stuff that you nerdy nerds will care about. Not my indie stuff that you guys don't like. Except some of you, because I heard some of you cussing out there. You guys were like, oh, where's Silk Song? I heard you. Maybe Silk Song. Maybe, but I doubt it. So let's move on to games that we played. Did you play anything this week?
Yes, and I was saying I want a hard copy of it, if there is one. I want a hard copy of it. I played Loop Hero, and I want a hard copy of Loop Hero if I can get a hold of one.
I don't know. I'd have to check after we're done.
It might have already gone through limited run, and there might not be any copies left, and I'd have to pay through the nose to get one. I bet you, because it's one of those fucking games. Because I just played it, and I'm like, oh no, I want a hard copy of this.
I'll try to get you.
I would like a hard copy of it because no joke. Like,
it was the encyclopedia that I thought.
That would be cool if you could give me that, the Loop Hero encyclopedia. I would be down for that because I've been playing this game. I woke up one morning to play it and I was like, I'm just gonna play for a few hours. I played that game like most of the day.
Yep.
I played that game throughout most of the day. I could not put it down.
Your entire day was fucking Loop Hero.
I think it's just because I have ADHD and it just, like, satisfies that, like, weird need.
It does? I don't know.
It's sort of like awesome. It's a lot like Vampire Survivor. Like, when you showed me Vampire Survivor, couldn't put it down. Could not put Vampire. And it's that same sort of addictive quality. It has that same addictive quality to me.
Okay.
But more so.
More so. So what do you do? What is Loop Hero? Okay. Why is it called Loop Hero?
So there's like no world, like the world is empty and you're this little dude running around in this loop fighting any monsters in his path.
Alrighty.
And you don't actually do any of the fighting, you just, it's a lot like Vampire Survivor where you're just kind of upgrading him, you know, like you direct him in Vampire Survivor but you don't actually like hit any like attack.
Yeah, yeah, you're not like truly attacking. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't actually control this character. He just runs around in loops and fights, but you, like, level him up and you choose his weapons. And then what's really cool is that you build the world around him.
Okay.
So that he can, like, go on quests and stuff. Like, you can build a village for him to go through, and he'll pick up a quest while going through that village. And he'll have to go kill some monster because of that quest. And when he comes back around in the loop and goes to the village again, he'll get something in return for completing that quest. And you can create stronger monsters for him to fight so he can, like, get better rewards and level up more. And, like, you know, I'll deliberately, like, create vampires and shit for him to fight because they really, like, give him a lot to go up against.
And you think that I'll like this?
I think you'll like it, yeah.
I did look into it, and I found out that I can make another save file, so I'm going, since you're the first save file, I'm going
to
leave.
You don't have to. You can play on my file. I don't give a shit.
I don't know anything.
It's a lot like Vampire Survivor, in my opinion.
How can I just start playing something when I don't know? I don't know anything. That's why I want to start my own file, so I can go through a tutorial and, like, know all the shit. That's true. What I was going to do is, like, since you're the first save, I'm going to leave the middle save empty and then save on the last one.
Okay.
So that I can learn some shit, and then I'll go and play on yours or something, okay?
If you want to, or otherwise you can
first,
just keep
I just gotta go and, like,
but,
learn
and then
some shit
when,
first.
When you finish, you just kind of loop until you die or you decide to retreat.
So how do we get to the next level or to bosses
things? At some point, you do enough that a boss shows up, you get to a certain level or enough time passes or something, and a boss shows up for you to fight. And if you beat that boss, another level unlocks. But between doing levels, you can go to this town, and resources you've gathered while doing the loop, you can use to build that town. When you first come to that town, it's just a little campsite, and you, like, slowly build it up from a campsite over time, and more people come to join you there. And you can even get other classes. Like, I found a rogue, so I can play as a rogue now, or a warrior.
What the heck?
Or it's like a fighter or something, I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's like a warrior and a rogue now that I have.
A warrior?
And I'm pretty sure I can find more people, but I just need to build up the village more.
So wait, when do you get to choose the people? Which one you want to play as?
Before each level, you can choose who you're going to play as. And then,
in order to
build the world, there's cards that you have to build the world with. But you can only have 12 cards. And it's random which cards you get throughout the loops. And so there's tons of cards, and you can actually, by building up your village, you can get more cards, and then you have to, like, build your deck. Like, what kind of cards do I want for this run through the loop? It's an interesting game, and that's what I was saying. It's a lot like Vampire Survivor, where you have a build. Like, you might want to use certain cards. Like, I always look at my cards before every time I go do a loop. I look at my cards now and decide which ones I want.
Okay. All right. See? So you collect the cards, and so it's like a deck thing too?
Yeah.
What?
There's a whole, like, deck of cards, and you can decide the cards that you put down are what builds the world, like mountains and rocks and grass and forests and swamps, and there's towns and cemeteries. I can build cemeteries now that I walk through, and, like, skeletons will pop up that I have to fight.
Oh, okay, cool. So there's different varieties of bosses and different landmark things. And
the only boss I've gotten to so far was, like, the Lich King or something.
The Lich King. Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I was like, oh, what the hell? He was, like, wearing, like, a blue thing, and he's, like, a exploding skeleton thing.
Yeah, and then I don't know who the boss is in the second level yet, because I keep dying on the second level. I can't get through it.
I wonder if I can figure this game out so we can get past the second level.
Oh, it's just building up the village, because the more you build up the village, the stronger you get, the more cards you unlock, the more you're able to do, the more you can level up, and the faster you can level up.
Okay, this is a game. I'll try loop here, and you have to try slice and dice and see if you get addicted to slice and dice.
Slice and dice? What's slice and dice?
It's a dice game where you roll dice and you choose what powers and stuff go to your players.
Yeah.
You also can, when you continue through the dungeon, upgrade your players, and they'll become mages and other stuff like that, and huntresses, and just all kinds of different fucking shit. There's all kinds of shit I haven't seen. And you just kind of roll dice. There's not, like, this is really simple. You just roll dice and put the shit in. Your strategy is to live. You live through the round and kill everybody else. That's all you want to do, is try to live through the round. Like, deadass, when I really thought about the game, I was like, this isn't, it is a roguelike because it will reset you.
Yeah.
But you'll get your health and regain health. Everybody goes back to normal the next fucking level that you move up. So it really is I just have to survive this one level. If I can fucking survive somehow and not all my characters don't die, then I can move on to the next level.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very simple. There's, like, no music. It's rolling dice sounds.
That sounds tough.
Yeah, it's interesting strategy. I want to see if you'd like it since... And then we can switch games and see if you like it.
Oh, yeah, I like strategy games.
Okay, and I played two games. I played... I went back and played Hi-Fi Rush. And I'm going to probably keep coming back to you guys about Hi-Fi Rush because I'm not going to stop until I beat the game.
Yeah, and I've been watching you play it, and I want to play some Hi-Fi Rush. I still haven't got to play it yet.
It's really good. And the music is pretty good, and the fighting's good. Oh, man, and the timing. I got to another boss, one of the boss named Rekka. I think that's what her name was. And her, I'm not going to lie, that song, that wasn't like a fucking... What was it? Bethesda in-house made song? That was a garbage somebody that's in real life an artist song, and I don't know why. I'm sorry, I think it was called The Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
And it was called, like, hold on, Flaming Lips, and it was called Free Radicals. That song is terrible. That song is goddamn hard. It was hard to do that boss fight. I kept losing the rhythm. I can hear the rhythm, but then I can also, it would change, and I'd be like, I'm lost, and I'd fucking get knocked, she just punched the shit out of you. She had, like, these big fucking, like, robotic arms with, like, pistons coming out of the sides, and she'd just wreck your shit and knock the fuck out of Chai, just knock my ass back.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought I was dead, too. I feel like I barely passed. I didn't get a D. I got a C or a B, but I was like, oh my god, it was so much harder than the Nine Inch Nails song. Like, it's probably because I like Nine Inch Nails. I was like, yeah, 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 just jamming with it, fucking getting an A. Awesome, perfect fucking boss fight. Got this fucking song, fucking sucks, can't do it.
Oh my god.
But I wanted to say that a lot of the music that, I guess that's in-house Bethesda shit made, or whatever you want to call it, the not-licensed music, is good. I like it. It reminds me a lot of Harmonix stuff. It's really different, but it's good. But yeah, I'm still playing through that shit, and I got some new powers. Now I got a grapply arm.
Yeah, that's one thing I like. I like the animation for it. I like the music for it. I like all the different, like, upgrades and stuff you get. Yes, it's cool.
I'm getting so many cool upgrades. I love, you're right, like, there's so much good upgrades. Now I can upgrade the chick. And the chick is, you can use her. She shows up sometimes and you can summon her and she shoots down shields on enemies. Man, is that hard to get beats on sometimes. Shooting down a shield while listening to the offbeat to hear when somebody's about to attack you so you don't have to exactly see them attacking you to know to dodge. Fucking good tells good stuff. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, it's all good rhythm game. Holy shit, the lights and the fucking background's dancing sometimes on rhythm. Like, there's so much stuff to help you keep in beat. It's such a lovely game. I love it so much. Might end up being one of my favorites this year. Watch. This one. The one that just gets no promotion whatsoever and just gets released on a whim. This is the fucking game that I'm going to end up liking the most this year. Watch. It's awesome. And then I also played a demo because... If you guys didn't know, it's Steam Next Fest time. And Steam Next Fest time means that it's time for you to play all the demos for the week. There's all kinds of demos. Hundreds and hundreds of demos been released this week. And you only got a week to play them. And then they disappear. So hurry the fuck up! So I've started playing some demos, and I played one demo today. And I played one that doesn't disappear. It's called Death and Taxes. And it's also on Switch.
I came in from work and you were just finishing it up. What's that about?
So, that game is fucking weird. So, first off, I like the art style. And it seems like it's more of just like a point and click kind of thing.
Okay.
And,
That's what I noticed was the art style. I was like, well, this looks cool.
Yeah, it looks like shaded and like mostly black and white and only a few colors stand out, like yellow and blues.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy is apparently Faith. He is Faith. And he decides that he needs to bring death into the world. So he goes down to the grocery store to go get his ingredients that he needs and gets pissed off at the grocery store and then comes back and then brings you into the world, death. And now your job is to do death things. Where you go through all of the people that he sends to you, and it's papers. It's like a management. It's like sitting at a desk, literally. And you're going through and reading through all these people and deciding, are they pieces of shit? Do they deserve to die? Are they worth keeping? Sometimes he even has, like, stipulations where he's like, if they're old, they have to die. If they're this old, two people actually have to die. At least save this many people. If they have an engineering background, they're totally dead this week. Sorry. Yeah, there was things like that, and you're having to
weird. Read.
Yeah, so you're reading through all these things and deciding, and you're probably like, who gives a fuck? Just murder them all, right? Whatever. No, you want to try to keep certain things proper and try to look at who's good and who's bad and try to figure it out
because
you get text messages to your death phone that tells you about the world and how the world is changing depending on who you murked.
Yeah, and I think I'd be into that. I need to get back to that other game that sounds like this. The one where you're interviewing people to find out if they're crazy or not.
Oh, I wanted to try that!
What was that one called?
Mind Scanners or Mind Scrapers.
Mind Scanners, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind Scanners was really fucking good, but I only got maybe through... I played it for like 2 or 3 hours.
See, and I want to play it.
And it was pretty good, and I want to get back into it. We talked about it on a previous episode, and I've never gotten back into it again. But that almost sounds like you're describing Mind Scanners, but you're death.
Yes.
That sounds cool.
And the world really does start changing. You could see things in the text messages where, like, okay, for example, I decided that murdering a detective that's actually a good detective that can find unsolved murders would be stupid.
Yeah.
So I kept them alive and they found a murderer and saved a bunch of people. Because I saved one pilot that was rather old. Oh, but sorry, if you guys hear any snoring, that's my dog.
Sorry, our dog's off in the corner
snoring. Having mad Z's. Sawing all the logs.
Yeah, she's sawing all the logs. She rolled up in a little puppy ball.
Yep. But, yeah, I saved the pilot, and the pilot was there to stop a big ol' crash that could have happened. So there's certain things. And then there's been people that I killed on purpose because I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it still benefited. Like, I didn't want to kill them, but it was a part of the quota. And I was like, it was between them and a person that actually did something. And I was like, why would I kill the person that's actually doing something for the world? Your whole thing was, which sucks, I didn't want to kill them because they weren't like a bad person. They were like, my whole life, all I've been doing is working really hard. And all they do is give me temp jobs. And every time they tell me it's going to be my last temp job and then I can start my real career for my graduate, and then they never let me leave. And this is my third temp job since they said that. So their life just sounded like they were going nowhere.
Yeah.
So I killed them. And when I checked my death phone, they actually started giving more benefits and other health things to people that get temp jobs when they died. So sometimes killing someone that doesn't do anything makes the world better. Because, it's really weird. That's why it's death and taxes. It's so strange. And I only played it up until the demo finished. So I kind of want to get the game and play it. It's really good.
When does it come out?
It's already out.
How much is it?
I think I saw it for 12 $12 on Steam?
It's a possibility. I could afford $12.
And it's on Switch, and I think that's it. I don't think it's on PS4. I'd have to check. But yeah, get it on Steam or Switch. It's fucking awesome. Let's move on to shit that we watch. There wasn't that much shit to watch this week. There was not that much shit to watch
this week. No, there was like nothing to watch this week.
Yeah, this is a dry ass spell. Like, January fucking sucks. Unless you want to watch like fucking reality TV shows and just watch bitches cussing at nothingness and throwing shit at each other and squawking like birds, then yeah, there's not much to watch. So, but there was a movie that came out. We watched Legion of Superheroes, the DC movie, animated movie.
Yeah, and
it's like, not bad.
It's not bad. I'm still not too into this new art style that they're doing all of the
really?
New movies.
Art style bothered you?
It's not that it's bothering me. It's just, I don't know. It's not as, I don't think it's as good as the previous art style.
Oh, that didn't bother me. Really? For real? I'm just going to say it. I don't give a fuck. They deadass have the guy give the worst line in the show that just straight tells you he's the bad guy. And you're like, oh. Bad guy.
Bad guy right there.
Bad guy right there. Just ruins the whole movie. You're already like, okay, I see what they're trying to do here. You're making this guy seem like he evil. This guy evil right here. He literally says like the one stupid thing you're not supposed to say like in a movie and made us both question. We were like, oh, him.
It's him.
We were both like immediately. I'm not going to tell you what it is because then you'll know and point him out immediately, but...
It's pretty obvious almost from the moment he shows up now.
And then there's that part.
It.
There was that fucking part where immediately, remember, I was like, oh, where's that motherfucker going? They were going over here, and this guy just...
Yep.
And everybody just pretend like he didn't go to the right. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Good. It was pretty good. For they did time travel again in this one like they did in the other one.
So, kind of? It's weird. Like, they time traveled, but it's like a bubble that only takes it to two timelines.
Well, yeah, because you remember in the last one, Superman ended up traveling
but
back
to
that timeline, and they ended up giving them that device so he
exactly.
can travel between the timelines.
But I'm just saying that so people don't think that it can go to a ton of timelines. No, this thing's, like, set to two things.
Yeah,
it's
it can go to that timeline and to wherever Superman's at.
Mm-hmm, and that's
his,
it.
In his current timeline.
Yep. And that's it. And they drop off Supergirl, his cousin?
Yeah, because she's not happy on Earth. Because that whole movie is about Supergirl finally coming to Earth, and she's just not happy there. And he's like, you know what, let me show you what the future of Earth is like. And he takes her to the future.
Yeah, and she stays over there with those heroes and tries to get into their group or Justice League or whatever you want to call it.
I'm still waiting. When are we getting like a good like Batman movie from the Tomorrowverse?
See, I want to know when we're going to get stuff that goes, aw shit, Flashpoint again. It's not done. We're still here.
Well, because we already know it's not done because they already showed in the Constantine animation that they did for Tomorrowverse the house.
That one is fucked up.
Because
damn.
That one is about the transition between the Flashpoint universe and the Tomorrowverse.
And by the way, that movie's good. The one with Constantine's trapped in the house, it's good.
It's short, but it's good.
But fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Fucked up. And something's coming. They straight up say something's coming because in the end that deity is like, okay, I'm finally sending you to Earth after you were tortured for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, let me show you what you're going to. And Constantine like looked at him and he's like, can I go back to the house? And he was like, nope.
Nope. Yep.
No, you can't. You're going. And he likes it because they need you. And he was all, but that's terrible. I don't want to go. So whatever it is awful.
Yeah.
Constantine's going to do something awful.
Great, more awful shit. He already
He always has to do the shit. Worst shit and he hates it and
it's
he's the guy that has to eat the shit sandwich every time. It's all Constantine, you gotta eat the shit sandwich.
You
no.
gotta put up with it, right?
No.
And then we watched episode 3 of The Last of Us. But I don't know if this episode you know how we do the 3-episode thing and then we tell you if it's worth watching? I think I need to watch one more episode to figure that out, because this episode feels like it was a filler episode and not an episode.
Yeah, like, it had very little to do with the overall arcing story, from what I can tell.
And then I talked to people that actually played the game, and they said...
Yeah, but the thing is that these past 3 episodes have all been good. It was just this episode seemed like its own thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah, it could have been there, and it could have not been there.
I remember looking at you several times, and I was like, when are we getting back to the actual story?
Yeah, I kept wondering when we were going to get back to Joel, but...
Yeah, the whole episode is about these two other characters completely.
Bill and, oh, shit.
I forgot Bill and Frank.
I think that's his name.
Bill and Frank, and they die at the end of the episode. Not to ruin it for anybody, sorry.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's the point.
Because they're not even in the game. This is extra shit.
They're these two old men, and it's just their story over the first, like, 20 years of the zombie apocalypse. Because it starts at the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, and it shows these guys' relationship up until the current point that the show is at, where they're dead. And they just, like, knew Joel or whatever.
Yeah.
And the episode ends with Joel showing up at their house, like, I guess, like, a few months after they've passed away or something.
Yeah, and just collecting stuff.
Yeah, and he's just getting stuff, like, survival stuff, because they had a bunch of survival shit there. Good episode, honestly.
Yeah, it's not a bad episode.
It's not, like, a bad episode.
But you could totally write it off as filler.
It's a filler episode. It really is. As someone who, like, I usually don't like filler episodes, I liked this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people say they didn't like it, not because it was a filler episode, but because it's about two gay guys. They were like, I didn't like all the gay stuff. And I'm like, there's like one gay scene between them where they're like kissing and they go to bed. That's it.
Yeah, like that, you guys suck. It's not even that
much. I don't like all these gay shit. And it wasn't even that gay.
It wasn't even
they
that gay.
They never showed
seriously.
A penis. Like...
I thought they were talking about it because it's HBO.
After people complained about how gay it was, I was disappointed that I did not get to see a penis.
Right.
I was like, you guys, guys led me on. There was no dick here.
Right. Everybody made it seem like it was really.
Oh, this is really gay.
They
kiss and they go to bed once.
They're just kissing. It's normal.
And then the rest of it is just this gay couple over the 20 years, and they're just like in love with each other.
It just seemed like a lovely couple that was in love and they died.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, and they die in the end. They found love during the apocalypse because they weren't together at the beginning of it. They find love during the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And they live their life together in happiness. And I'm like...
And they die together happy. It's great.
It's a pretty beautiful story, but it's all filler.
Yeah, because it just doesn't really...
It's all fucking filler.
It's literally, like, in that episode, there's like... maybe five seconds in one part, and then at the very end. And those are the only parts that would make it link to the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you're like all white, so all I would need to do is watch 5 seconds and the end. Yes. That's it. That's probably about maybe 3-4 minutes. Like, it's really nothing.
Yeah, because there's not really a whole lot important that happens in the episode besides them being like, hey, we know Joel, and then Joel showing up at the end of the episode and him being like, oh, they're dead, and he's just inherited all their stuff, so. And they had, like, a bunch of guns and shit, so he's like,
right.
Cool, like,
oh,
it was
guns just,
now.
Yeah, just to survive, just for stuff, supplies.
You know.
But, yeah. It's time for you guys to take a breaky.
Oh, it's breaky time.
And we'll be right back. And we're back.
We return.
It's time for praise and shit. So this week's praise is amid energy strikes in France, the workers came together and gave unauthorized... fucking free energy that the government did not approve. Free gas and electricity to schools, universities, and low-income households. They said, fuck everybody. I thought that was so awesome.
Well, and
places need to do that.
And I heard that they cut power off to politicians.
That's amazing.
To, like, rich neighborhoods and stuff like that.
More More fucking places need to do that. You work there, make an uprise. If that's the case, come on. You know,
we'll put a link to this article in our show notes.
Yes, because it is amazing.
Because I think you and I both read different articles, yes. But we're going to put a link in the show notes. So if you want to follow the story, you can. You can go look it up and everything. But yeah, like, it sounds pretty wild. I was like, this is pretty cool.
It's the greatest.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, that's a pretty cool move.
I'm really happy about it. Okay, and then the negative. So, you know our best friend ChatGPT? A judge in Colombia used it in a court ruling. Yeah, that's horrible. And AI is now deciding your faith. Isn't that nice?
That is terrible. That there's now an AI.
The first time in a legal decision.
I think we may have already talked about this on a previous episode.
Oh, yes. We've been talking about ChatGPT because...
They did this in Japan already.
Oh,
was it China?
I think it's China, and they have their own weird...
And it was some AI that
does their thing, but I don't think they said it was ChatGPT. Unless we all find out later it is. And that's even worse, because even the creator was like, it's not perfect. And then a lot of people have been like testing it, and they said that it fucking has a lot of racist, sexist stereotypes, because our fucking media, and you're putting that media into it, and it learns based off what you put into it, because it's a fucking learning AI. So that makes sense to me that it is compromised and it is an idiot. And you basically used an idiot to make a court decision in Colombia.
Yeah, and that horrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
But already, I think it was some other AI that they were using. But even in Japan, it was China. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it was Japan, it was China.
I think it was China.
Maybe not, I don't know. I can't remember anymore. But, yeah, it was still, like, that's shady. That's shady and it's not right.
Yeah, the judge was asking it legal questions and posing different phrases and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's still not good. You're supposed to know. Aren't you the person that went to school and learned all the law and figured... shouldn't you know?
Yeah.
What is the right thing to do? What are you there for?
I could see a way that an AI could be used properly in this context, where a judge could be posing questions to an AI and it would be bringing up actual legal documents. Well, what you're asking about is these legal documents right here.
That's fine.
And it would just bring up... That would be amazing if we had an AI that could do that. Like, a judge would be, like, posing certain questions to an AI.
Yeah, but what
and if... the AI would bring up certain legal documents that judge would now need to go over.
Yeah, but what if, based off of the stuff that it shows... Because, remember, the AI chooses whatever it wants to choose, alright? So, what if it changes your whole mindset as the judge, so you also included in your thing, but then it changed your entire mindset, so that wasn't even going to be your decision, so the robot technically made the decision, when you really think about it. So you're compromised. I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea at all, because it feels like the robot picked it.
It can still be problematic. I'm just thinking of it from a more, like, point of research.
Like, I like the idea of it as research, and, like, adding it in as, like, source notes. But if you come out here and you're like, although that shit changed my whole way of thinking.
I also just, I don't agree with the whole point of having one person being a judge. I hate that idea.
I hate, right? Like, it's...
That should be illegal. It should
judges
be...
Judges are weird.
Any panel of judges should be, like, an odd number of people. There should always be a panel of judges, and it should always be an odd number of people, so that you're forced to make it like a decision amongst yourselves.
All I'm thinking about now is like Ace Attorney. There's like stupid judge.
Yeah, because
if you have three
judges, they would be forced to make a decision amongst themselves. Like, you could not You know, no matter what, there would be a decision. Even if one judge was left out, it would be like, well, fuck you. We are forced to make a decision.
Yeah, we all came together to make this decision.
Even if you don't agree.
That might even be better. But using an AI, that's imperfect.
But yet, the AI, that's mad problematic. And like I said, the best situation that I can think of is where it was more of a research-based AI. Where you were asking questions to an AI and it brought up real legal documents or even similar court decisions.
Same.
Like, oh, here's all these similar court decisions based on what you're doing right now. And here's all these legal documents that set a precedence for these decisions. So, and that I could see as an AI, a form of research, almost like Google. But it would have to be a very intelligent AI that was well-schooled in law.
I just don't want them to be like, yeah, this shit, I wasn't even thinking like this, but it turned me around. And it did. And this is now, I don't like that idea. If I hear that shit at all, I'm like, nah.
The whole like thing about like it was incorporating systemic racism, basically.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, dude.
We on a past episode, we talked about this with a doctor AI, remember?
Yes!
Where it was also being racist.
That's why I'm like, it's just going to send all the freaking dark-skinned people to jail. Everybody's going to jail.
You all go to jail. Yeah, and I'm like, and when I read all of that, I was like, so an AI is making these same decisions? And I was like, and you guys don't want to admit that systemic racism is a thing. Like, I can agree all the time when someone's like, well, I'm not racist. And I was like, you may not be racist, but you're part of a system that is racist.
Yes.
That's systemic racism. You don't understand what the problem is. It's built into the fucking system. You can't help but be racist. and even an AI. Even a fucking AI. And I'm like, this is proof. This is proof.
It's not just racist. It's sexist. It's all the shits.
And even that. Well, I'm not sexist, but sexism is systemic. So it's like homophobia. It's built into the fucking system.
So it would reinforce terrible things.
Yeah,
terrible stereotypes.
And I'm just like I'm.
And then
even me, I'm like I'm like I'm not racist. Well, guess what? Guess what?
There's something for everyone.
Systemic racism.
Right. Oh, Jesus. So let's move on to what's on Ivy's mind. So what's on my mind this week is, oh my God. Have you guys been looking at that Netflix thing? What the fuck was that? So get this.
Oh, the whole rollout.
So they rolled this shit out and immediately reversed the shit.
It was all my bad.
No, they're like, it's not for you, America. It's like for other countries right now. We're testing it. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are stupid as fuck. It's because you're afraid to tank your stock and you're going to tank it anyway.
Yep.
And this idea is stupid. You're stupid. It's so dumb. Stupid. So,
like, they don't already make enough money.
And I don't even... No, I had questions about it that they weren't able to answer because... No, dead ass, I contacted customer service when it first came out because I was like, you got me fucked. Like, I'll tell you. Hold up. So what first came out was that you were supposed to connect to your primary location's Wi-Fi once every 31 days. Okay, so that there's no way you could share a password because if they're over at their house, they're gonna be using their internet, so it would be like, go buy it, you broke bitch, and it wouldn't let them in. And so, okay, my question was, so how does that work on like cellular devices, like my cell phone, which I cast from? If you have a Chromecast and other things,
yeah.
So, are you guys crazy? So, I was like, oh, so how does that work? And the person couldn't answer my question. They were like, I'm not entirely sure. This is a really new thing. And I was like, no! You work there! You can't do that! What do you mean? This is a new thing! No, you fucking don't. No, you gotta explain this, because I can't, like, want to watch something. What if I want to go to the gym or something, and I want to watch shit? I don't give a fuck what you guys can make fun of me. What if I want to watch Sonic at the gym? And I'm like, yeah, Sonic time!
Right, because you can just put it there while you're on the treadmill, have your headphones in.
And then, but then it's like, hey, you know what? I don't remember this phone connecting to the Wi-Fi. You can't be in here. Like, what? It's me. It's fucking me, though. And I tried to explain them to them. And I was like, how does that work? Because if it doesn't know, and this, like, is it going to register devices? Like, certain devices and be like, those devices are already on that account, so they don't have to keep.
Yeah. Because
this is stupid.
Yeah, because
every 30 days I have to sign in.
Our Netflix is connected to our phones, and anybody on our phone plan can have Netflix because of our phone plan.
So, and then, like, how does that work?
Yeah, because your mom lives in Florida. She's on the same Netflix account as us because she has the same phone plan as us.
So then how does that work?
How does that fucking work?
They never explained.
How does that fucking work?
Yeah, see, this is the stuff that I was trying to ask the fucking customer service, that they were acting like a fucking robot because they were totally reading a script, because they were totally abandoning ship, because the next fucking day they were like, that was an accident, you guys. We didn't mean that. And I was just like, you guys are so full of shit. You're so full of fucking shit. Yeah. Because everybody fucking raged. They must have raged as soon as when I was asking questions. I wasn't even raging
yet. You're not the only person that was probably blocking up their customer service. Their customer service probably had a fucking breakdown. Like, ooh.
Because I started asking fucking questions that were serious ass questions. No. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Because, if you have T-Mobile,
It doesn't even matter. If you have T-Mobile, you have Verizon. You have a lot of these phone plans. A lot of them allow you to have Disney Plus, fucking Netflix, all
we
these
should,
other
we
fucking services.
We should switch
services.
To Disney Plus.
So then, let's say this. You fucking have these...
Just to fuck with Netflix.
Right? You have all these fucking services. So, and you're... And you have all these phone lines, so then they're in different areas, so then they're not allowed to access it even though it's on the server. What the fuck are you saying? What the fuck are they saying to people? Are they gonna figure out that some of them are phones and have to add more than one device so that more people can add? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is a real... Oh, this is a bad idea. You guys are stupid. You're about to tank your stock for no apparent reason. You should have been... Oh, and you know what else? I'm just gonna say it right now. You fucking haven't had anything to watch in, like, a year. In like a year. I'm not even kidding. Most of the shit you've been having, it's like, it's alright shit. It can go or come on. Nobody would have gave a fuck. You haven't had no fucking hitting shit. You should have been using your money to make a real library instead of canceling everything. They should have been building the library behind stuff so that they could have been fucking important. There's nothing that make people stay.
That's the big problem with Netflix, is they cancel everything.
There's no reason to stay. And there's no reason to do any of this.
Because of that, a lot of people have not wanted to go to them with their projects because they're like, well, you're just going to cancel me after 3 seasons.
And then everybody's getting mad because
Everybody's
raising prices.
Netflix puts you into this weird thing where even after they cancel you, you're trapped for a certain amount of years. That's why we didn't get any Daredevil until just now.
That's terrible.
Daredevil was literally locked in a contract with Netflix even after being canceled, because Netflix has some weird clause where you can't use anything that they had for like a certain amount of years.
See,
it's fucking anything they can't, like, we might get more Dark Crystal one day, but it's going to be a couple years from now.
I'm so sad because
someone else might be able to finally pick up Dark Crystal, but
if any
they
of you
killed
Dark Crystal
after a
so
single
good.
Fucking season.
It was, and it fucking
and
sucks.
It was
I
so
swear.
Good.
Didn't it win? Didn't it win an award or
it
something?
It did.
It won awards. It was actually fucking good. Everybody loved it. Everybody was like, yay, good show.
There was
they
a
were
ton
like,
of people. Yeah, there was a ton of people that were like, oh, this is like groundbreaking. This is so fucking good. Canceled.
And you know what's next? The Witcher. The Witcher's next.
Oh, they're going to cancel it.
It's totally going to get canceled.
Because Henry Cavill left to do Superman, and then DC dropped him as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired someone else to play The Witcher that everyone was like, why the fuck did you hire him? No one's going to watch this.
And it's not even just that. It's not even just that. Just the whole thing with the whole Henry Cavill thing and everybody saying that, like, he actually wanted to work on it. Everybody's been boycotting everything. Even that new one that came out, everybody's been shitting on it. Even the fucking critics have been, like, even more harsh on it. They were like, nah, this isn't even the lore. This doesn't happen. They're speaking like this. This could have been anything. Then everybody shat on that new movie or whatever that came out. Dude, you guys are going to end up canceling The Witcher. And then we're going to get, like, maybe one more season of that Sandman thing before they cancel that shit, too.
No, they might not even get that in another
season. Oh, they might just cancel it. You're season. Right. Because it's expensive.
It was the guy that actually wrote Sandman was, because I think he worked on the series. I think I'm thinking about him. I was reading an interview, and he was saying that, like, it might not get a second season because it's one of the most expensive shows Netflix has ever made. Just because of that, they might not make another season. And I still haven't watched it, and I love Sandman, but I haven't watched it, and everyone said it's accurate to the comic, but it's probably going to get canceled, and it's not finished, and I hate watching shit.
That doesn't get finished.
That I'm like, I know I'm going to like it.
I'm still mad about Spider-Man. Now I'm mad about Spider-Man animated again. God damn it. Like,
there's so many things I'm mad about. Remember Carnival?
And the Tick! Son of a
And the
bitch.
Tick? Remember the Tick? Oh, no! Bitch.
What the fuck? Nobody finishes shit!
Some of the Infinity Train. Some of the,
Infinity Train.
Some of the best fucking shows get canceled before they're fucking over.
Rushing the Owl House.
Yeah, they're rushing the Owl House to its finish.
My soul can't take it. It feels like my heart's just crumbling. We're not even getting things properly. Why are you guys doing this to us? Just let us have stories. Fuck.
Canceled.
Stop canceling shit. Canceled. I just want to watch something.
You wonder why no one watches anything.
Yeah.
I'm not getting attached to that. You're just going to cancel it.
Yeah. You wonder why people are like, when you go to talk to somebody, they're like, hey, you watch this? Nah, because they're going to cancel it.
Yeah. You just heard me say it. I was like, I'm not going to go watch Sandman. I have Netflix.
I want to watch it, but I'm like, dude, like, they're
just
going to
fucking cancel it.
And I'm going to be like, fuck you. I'm going to be so mad as soon as I start that shit. I need confirmation that there's a second season.
At least that.
So that I can be like, please. Maybe I could come in.
I'm already worried that they're going to cancel The Boys before it's over. I'm all, let season four be the last season.
No, I doubt
Amazon
has to know that everybody watches The Boys. Amazon.
I already regret watching it. I was rewatching it, and I was like, what if they don't finish this?
Oh, don't say that. Because it's different than the comics, so I'm gonna be really upset because I can't even look anything up and be like, it would have been. No, nobody will know. Nobody will fucking know. Everybody will just be in sadness like I am with the Tick. You fuckers.
No, especially with the Tick. I don't even know why, but I rewatched the Tick recently.
It made me sad all over again.
And I was like, man, they're not gonna do a third season.
I was like, why not?
It's so fucking good.
Netflix, you barely even have any money. If you want to do something, go buy the Tick so I can watch the Tick.
That was Amazon.
No, I said Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
I said Netflix, you barely even have any money now. So go buy fucking the Tick.
And at least give us one season.
Give me another season. So that I can...
Somebody give me another season of the Tick.
I don't give a fuck who buys it. Just need another season. Let them do what they need to do.
That
it
was
so awesome.
It was better than The Boys. It's better than Invincible. That's my favorite superhero show.
That's my favorite one, yeah. Oh my god.
That's my favorite, and it's so fucking good.
It's so good because it's so stupid and silly and amazing all at the same time.
It's what comic books are supposed to be.
I love it.
It's everything.
It makes me so happy.
It's everything I wanted, and they canceled it. And I'm like, you guys are dicks.
Fucking nutsacks.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of fucking nutsacks. Someone bring it back. Someone please bring back the Tick.
Oh, the Tick. All the time I will complain about. I have just a list of shows that I want to come back, and I'm just like, please. Oh,
Danger Boat. Please. Fucking miss Danger Boat. Bring back the Tick.
The dance parties.
Oh yeah, the Danger Boat dance parties.
Oh shit.
That show is so fun.
You guys, if you have Amazon, it's still on there. Watch the seasons that are on there.
Watch the seasons that are on there. They're awesome.
They're pretty good, even though they're a bunch of dickheads and they should have fucking continued. But anyway, we've reached the end of the show.
Already?
Yep.
I was just starting to have fun.
Oh, God. You know where to find us. There's a Discord. There's an Instagram. Leave your messages, suggestions, questions, all the things. Post comments, all the things. On all the things. All right? So what's happening?
On next week's episode, we're going to attempt to milk different types of bugs.
Different types of bugs?
Yeah, and like, I don't know about it. We might just get grossed out and stop. It's going to be pretty nasty.
How are people going to get their tiny titties?
Yeah, have you ever tried to milk a cockroach?
How tiny is a titty?
We're going to be using like really like fine like like tweezers.
Do I need like a jeweler's glass to
see? Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, like it's like going to be cartoonish, this jeweler's glass. It's going to be one of those ones that like zooms in like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh no.
It extends out, and you know, and you have these very like fine like tweezers.
Yes.
You know, but I'm not sure which bugs we're going to attempt to milk. But definitely cockroaches. We might try and milk one or two spiders.
Okay.
You know, but I've heard that cockroach milk is like the best type of milk.
What the hell?
But I heard you have to milk like 1,000 cockroaches just to get like a glass.
Okay, if you do that, that sounds like they just die.
I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure you can only milk them once and then they're dead.
Oh no. That's even... What are you... Are you sure it's milking? It's not just their life?
Removing their life essence. It's like Dark Crystal.
Oh no. Okay.
He's like sucking out their life essence all evil. Oh no.
Oh no. I thought of the birds.
Oh no. Anyway, we'll see you all next week.
All right, you guys. Be safe. Peace.